Blog Talk Radio.
Number Psalms ready to read?
Yes.
Well, will you read that for us this morning?
You ready?
Yeah, on this first Sunday, yes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the number, the 23rd
number. I want you to
Psalm.
Read it again a little louder. Read it one more time.
A little louder? You say a little louder?
Yes. I'm going to hear you.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the 23rd number Psalm.
Thank
Amen.
You for that. Thank you for that. That was the 23rd number Psalm read by Sister Hawking read that 23rd number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. As she read that, I wanted to share with you this morning as we get ready to go to the next Sunday, you're going to work it out. I want to say to you, I'm praying for you. I want to thank all those that came to my internet revival, those that called, those that got something out. Now, if you didn't come every night, I have something for every night for you to do. And if you didn't understand what I have for you to do. I want you to know that he'll work it out. I talked to brother, little brother said his number came through, but he just didn't play it. But I told him, don't worry, it's coming back. When God got a blessing on you, because here's a, I'm going to share it here. It's a busload of people left Chicago that went down to Tunica. And nobody make no money. They come back, some of them come back with the same money, come back broke. But I want to tell you, you have to ask God for your deliverance and for your breakthrough. This morning, I want, this being first Sunday, I want to share with you that a lot of people don't have nowhere to stay this morning. A lot of people don't have nowhere to sleep. A lot of people lost homes, homes burnt down, homes got flooded out, and the storm blew it away. Only what you do for God this morning lasts. All that other stuff don't last. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You got people lost life. You got people looking for loved ones right now. I want to thank you, Mary Hawkins, for that reading of the 23rd number of Psalm. I want to tell you this on this first Sunday, all is well. And I've come to motivate you this morning. I come to tell you the word of God said, all is well. Go to the next level, your healing and your deliverance. I'm praying for Sister Geneva, who are in St. Mary Hospital. It's going to be all right, Geneva. They just put you in there to check you out. But I'm going to let you know, sometimes the doctor will rush you in the hospital. And really, they don't know what's wrong, but they want to give you tests and stuff. You know, that's how they make money. But I'm praying this morning for many of you. Before we get into the service, I got scriptures. This is the first Sunday of October, and we're talking about the angel Bodiel, is the angel this month. We just got through with Raphael, the healing angel, and we're still dealing with the forces of the elements, the wind, the water, storms and floods, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. Yes, the God of the universe. He's the creator of all life and all things. And Mother Earth holds all things. But Mother Earth been getting her secrets out. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you the secret of Florida. I'm going to let you know the secret that's been covered up in Florida that don't nobody know. Oh, what happened? Why hit Florida? I told you last month, back to back. I want to thank Mr. White, Clive White, down in Natchez called me. And I discussed with him back to back. He said, yeah, Peter, I remember that. We talked about back to back going that what would happen. And it's happening right before our eyes. Some of you got the information. I tell you, write it down. Because when it happens, a vision and trinity, when you write it down, breaking curses and hexes, breaking witchcraft and magic. Lots of things that have been happening with our people is because they have turned away from God. Turned away from God and turned away from loving God. We're going to talk a little about that. I got some scriptures I want you to meditate on this month. I got some scriptures I want to bring you a financial blessing. I got some scriptures I want to bring you to the next level. I'm praying this morning for you, you, and you every level. Get you some coffee. Get you some tea. Sit down. Cut your radio up or cut your phone where you can listen. Because a word might be there for you. It might be a song that will wake you up. It might be a song that will do a healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Don't let go. Hold on to God. It might be kind of rough. Buckle up and let God guide you. and he will do that. And whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. I want to carry you through something this morning. Let's hear a little music. What you up this morning? Surrender to God And once you surrender to God, everything that you need God to give to you this morning, you seem like you said, well, Bishop, I've got a problem. Somebody woke up this morning, they find out mama died, sister, brother died. They woke up, didn't have no house, didn't have nowhere to sleep. But God is still in control. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me this morning. On this first Sunday, Bobby is the angel of this month, along with Raphael, Gabriel, the angels that come to bring the truth. Now, the night that, you know, this is Sunday morning with the bishop, and I'm gonna give you a word of prophecy, whether you want it or not. And I'm gonna tell you what God's saying to you right now, woman, man, child, boy. I want to tell you, look up and live. Look up and know that God is the creator of the universe. I told you to get your pencil and paper together. Breaking curses and hexes. Yes, the curse got to be broken. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? What happened right there in Florida, the state of Florida? The truth got to come out. The blood of the righteous is at the altar. You're looking funny at me. Let me say it again. The blood of the righteous of our ancestors is at the altar. So when the blood is at the altar, the truth got to come out. The truth got to come out, and Mother Nature cannot hold it. The earth got to give it up, and the angels got to let you know. The angel of the water, of the wind, of the storm, to let you know. Something happened here a long time ago, and you need to know why we're having this, why people are dying, turned away from God. Last night we talked about divine healing, and you can't get healed till you know what you get healed from. Divine healing come from God. Divine word that you get come from God. You might be cooking or driving, and God will speak to you, man. Woman, God will speak to you. And when God speaks to you, you got to obey the word of the Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. I just, on this first Sunday, I want to give you something. And I wanted to give you the word where you can break the hex, the curse that's around you. I really thought about some things that people called me and told me what happened to them. I had to pray about it. And when I prayed about it and asked God about it, God come right back and said, this is what happened. This is why this happened. This is why people are mad at you. People are jealous of you. And they send that spirit of death, the spirit of sickness, of confusion, and you get caught up in physical things. The house can be gone tomorrow. Your life can be gone tomorrow. Only what you do for God lasts. Let's ask somebody. Only what you said, you speak, all is well. You speak, God got me. When God got you, God gonna give you a chance to get somebody else. Hello. This on this first Sunday, I got a very sharp message. I got a word of prophecy for you, you and you, because it's first Sunday. And on first Sunday, and later, lady called me, I'm on my way to church. I said, I'm already in church. She said, what you mean? Every time I go, I'm in church. I'm gonna tell you. A building don't define God. See, the white man told the Indian, we building a church for God. The Indian, not educated, he said, that building too little for God to get in. God of the wind, God of the water. That same God, that building blows down. So I'm telling you, man, God is in you. Your church is in you. The word, the clear of God in you. You run into a building trying to get something when God already spoke to you and told you all the will. God has told you what to do. You got to let go. Sometimes you got to let people go. Sometimes you got to let things go. Sometimes you got to give up the thing because God got something bigger for you. I'm going to play a little music, come back. But I think before I do that, I'm going to tell you about what happened. I tell you that in the summer. What happened down in Florida? Everybody, what happened in Florida? How come they didn't know it was coming? You know, what happened in New Orleans or with Katrina? Okay, what happened? The curse, breaking the curses and the hexes got to be broke by Mother Earth. Because Mother Earth holds all secrets. And when she releases them, you can't accept it. You know, you can't, I don't care if you're Baptist, Catholic, Muslim, Hindu, you can't accept it. I got you a spiritual man or you're a spiritual woman. If you're in the spirit with the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, you understand something is taking place. Something in the atmosphere is taking place. And I was telling Pastor Ella, it's a move in the atmosphere making people understand God is still God. And he God all by himself. Now, you know what I'm saying? So when God be moving in the atmosphere, you got to sit back and let God do what he do in the atmosphere. And what God do in the atmosphere is going to be a blessing for those that are spiritual minded, those that can understand God works in the atmosphere. And when God works in the atmosphere, things work quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want this to play. After this play, I want to take, at this play, as the Spirit tell me that God got a blessing to you. Psalm 42, Psalm 44, Psalm 29. Put that down. This morning, get ready.
All creation joining the unity, sing to him, majestic sing for me. But his name is on the Lord, his song of everything. When all sinners now sing, thank you.
Yes. Heal and deliver. We come for those over in Kenya, starving, those over in Premier that lost life, limb, those in Florida don't have a home, don't have nowhere to lay their head, those in North Carolina, South Carolina, those that are caught up in gun violence because of evil. Young lady lost her son because evil people have access to guns. Children being shot with machine guns, rifles, supposed to be for war. God of Abraham, God of Moses, touch everyone tonight. This evening, this morning. Those that were down low need a breakthrough. Those that seem like they can't make it, but I want to say this morning, all is well. God will fix it for you this morning. Now, I want to share with you this morning. I want to share a word, a breakthrough for you. And it seems though I'm praying for you, Sister Geneva, who in St. Mary Hospital is praying for you. I'm praying much for you. Dr. Christian called me, but I was in a meeting. I couldn't answer. I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah Chicken. Sister Shirley, I'm praying for you. And those in Mississippi haven't got back to the water. I'm just depressed, but they still ain't drinking the water yet. The water's still yellow. praying for those in Jackson, Mississippi, wherever you might be. I'm praying much for you, Sister Bailey, Greenwood, Mississippi, the elder down in Greenville, Mississippi. And I'm praying for you. I want to go and pray for you up in Minnesota. Freddie Keller, I'm praying for you. There's no trouble on earth that ever getting out of here, Freddie. God is able. And I want to tell you this morning, Freddie, if it go closed, it will be open. I just feel a certain way that God can do something special. And Lisa, I want you to be involved in what God is going to be doing financially. And I just want to share with you. And I want to share with you, Sister Bailey. And I want you to know that Rebecca, God got a door. You can walk through it. And I want to tell you, some of you haven't changed. You're still walking outside the fence. I come to tell you all as well, tell you that God can bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to tell you 30-30. I'm going to read Psalms 91. God said, this is the time for you to receive your healing. And you said, Bishop, where I'm going to get it from? I want to tell you, in the next 3 days, you're going to get a call. And the money will be released. Thank you. I want to tell you, 2020, I want to tell you that I want you to read Psalm 94. And I want to tell you that what's going on about the property, the land, call your lawyer Monday and say, what about the land and the timber? Because the governor have already told them they got a piece of paper. That's your land and your timber off of it. And in that other acre, that's all on that land. Check it out. That's fancy. I want to go to you, 81, 38, Psalms 25. I want you to read that. And Psalms 29. You've been a little, I want to tell you again. God has been dealing with you in the spirit realm. So God has opened up a talent to you. And that when I say a talent, a door, God opened up. Psalms 31, I want you to read Psalms 55. And as you read that, that's going to be a blessing for you. As you read that, that's going to be a blessing and a door. And somebody around you being healed. I want to tell you, now I'm going to 35, 53 scriptures. I want to tell you this morning what's happening with you. The Spirit told me to tell you that your property and the lawyer you get going to be in favor right for you. And though that's in favor, will be the one to help you and be the one to put you in. Now, the scripture, I want to read Psalm 71, 5, and Psalm 27. That situation is going to come, and its papers got to be filled out. But I want to tell you, well, you don't have to worry. Property belongs to you. And the Spirit said that would be a financial blessing at the end of all this stuff you got to do. Okay? They're going to look. They're going to see. But somebody try to files of phony paper through you. If they don't come through you, it ain't working. God bless you. Now, I want to go to 0994. I'm looking at a break for you. I'm looking at God been to deliver you with knowledge of what you're supposed to do in business. And the Psalms come to me for you. Psalm 114. Read that whole Psalm, because in that Psalm is a prophecy for you. And as I look now, I want you to read also Psalm 73 and Psalm 27. Just like I gave it to you, that's how you read it, and it'll make sense. If you read it in another way, it won't make sense to you. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to go to 21:17. I want to give you a blessing. I want you to read Psalm 36, Psalm 17:59. Just like I told you, that's what you read. I want to tell you this morning, if you got a need, plant a seed. You said, Bishop, I couldn't come to the revival all the week, but I'm going to send a seed. Go to my website, that's theseedofabrahamyoursite.com. Go to my homepage. You can hit PayPal right now. Or you can go to Cash App and go and put money sign Bishop T, 3T, and it'll go right to me. I'm praying for you, Brother Carl, that they're trying to block you all kind of ways. But there's money going to be released for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to hold on to the break of what God's going to do. I want to go to 9607. 9607, it's a new business that is going to make you rich. What I mean, it's going to help you with your finance. But the devil trying all he can to block you with all kind of, and what that means, the devil wants to block you and keep you from focusing. And I want you to focus on what God got for you. And what God got for you, you're going to work it out. Now, the scripture I want you to read, I'm talking to 9607. The Spirit said, I want you to begin a breakthrough. Because somebody called and you come out, they're having problems. You can't help them because they did some other stuff. You can't help them do nothing till they tell you the truth. Okay? Thank you. Spirit says Psalms 37, Romans 13, Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith. And I want you to get ready for something to break. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 through 13, that's for you. Now, my prophecy for you, this is the month for all your finance situations to get in order, because it's been a block around you. Now, I want to prophesy this. The lady says she's seen the dog. The dog was sick on you and her, okay? That was four dogs. I looked in the spirit, I said, the dog came to your house, and they couldn't get in because you had did something. So they standing outside your house. And sometimes when your friend go to work, them spiritual dog, they jump on him. And he didn't know what was going on with some spiritual dogs. Okay. And this young lady that told me about the dog, she said she didn't know about it, but that was four dogs. And they were sick on you and her, not to be friends. It was sick on her to get depressed and have a suicide spirit. It was sick on you, but you was doing so much of praying and spiritual work, it didn't stick on you, and then when it got on your friend Joe, you know what happened? Every time he take that condition bath, the dogs get right off of him. But they jump on, they've been jumping on him. And I looked in the spirit, that's what showed me that. Exodus 14:14 and 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 35. I want you to, and I want to tell you I'm talking about 91, 92. I want to tell you all is well, and I want you to move from where you're at. I don't like that, you know, your house has been broke into a couple of times. People cross the street, watch you go and go, go back and forth. You move from that apartment. The apartment, there's some death happened in that apartment long before you got there, okay? Thank you, Chance. We left for you. Now, as I get ready to go to the next level for you tonight, for you this morning, Isaiah, just for everybody, Isaiah 55, verse 11, St. Matthew 8, 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Galatians 22, and Hebrew 4, verse 4, now chapter 4, verse 12 through 14 of Hebrew. Now, that's for everybody listening. I invoke the spirit of Raphael, and I invoke the spirit of your finance. Now, when God tells you, don't do what God tells you. When you got to need you plant that seed. It's not just what I'm doing. I'm planting the seed for my financial breakthrough. I'm planting the seed that I can find out what God got for me. See, the woman, the word of woman has planted seed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego plant a seed of prayer. So I want to tell you tonight, you have to plant seed for what you want God to do for you. Quick, fast, somebody ought to say in a hurry, Bishop. Oh, this coffee is good this morning. I guess it's called the first Sunday. That's my second cup, yeah. And, you know, they found out the coffee do healing, but you can't beat God healing. The healing spirit. 1 Peter 2 and 24, that's for you, Joe. This is for you, John. Psalms 11, verse 2 through 7. Thank you, John Spirit. Maxine, I want to tell you, I see you up, Maxine. Maxine, I want you to read Deuteronomy, verse 30. Chapter 30, verse 7. That's for you. That's for you. Okay. Geneva, I'm praying that everything is all right. I want you to read Genesis chapter 27, verse 29. That will be a blessing for you. May, this is for you, May. I want you to read, make quick, fast, and in a hurry. 46 and 38, that's for you. That will be a dope for you. I'm praying for you, Dr. Gibson, Tanya Scott. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. Michael, praying for you right there in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm praying for you, Latrice, right down there in Florida. And all the people in Florida, I'm praying that God will keep you and keep your spirit strong. This is what I say. Turn your Bibles to St. John 3:16. And I'm going to start with that because I want to share something with you with that. I want you to get ready to listen, cause I ain't gonna talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have to do no makeup to come to Jesus, come to him like you supposed to be. This morning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. I want to talk about sending out love in spite of hate. I'm talking about standing and fight evil in spite of crime. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son this morning, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Sister Kim, God bless you this morning. I see why you're coming to church. God is able to open up a door for you. Love lifted me. And I want to tell you, when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That means that God has gave you a step on what you need to do. God opened a door for you to break the curses and the hexes that the devil tried to send to you, that evil spirit tried to block you. That he said, fret not thyself, the evil doer, they'll soon be cut down. I want you to get ready for your finance to come up. Glory to you. I'm praying this morning that what you need, God's going to grant you your need. You know, they were saying this morning, every man lost everything. I've seen Rolls Royces going down the river. I've seen Mercedes, BMW, Bentley going down the river right down there in Florida. The rich and the poor, they all lost. The rich lost their mansion. The poor lost their little hut. So God, have no respect to person. God is just God. I want to say this. I was telling you the hex that was on Florida, and I have to go back. See, that whole Florida area was Native America. They called the Blackfoot, the Blackfoot Indians had it. They came in and killed all of them and took the land. Okay? The blood, see, love lifted me. The love of the earth had to bring the truth out. Now, some of you didn't know that. So it was a curse. Now, you didn't know it was no curse. A lot of people moved out. I told a lady, oh, I didn't know that. Now you don't know that. They cover things up, but God bring it out. The God of the wind, God of the bring out the truth. So whole Florida have been racist and been murdering people for years. They brought Geronimo. Y'all heard about him. Brought him from Arizona, South Dakota, all the Indians. Kill him down, prison in Florida. And lots of them died on the way. And then when the slaves get ready to come over, they brought the ship over to Florida to brought them over to right there in Florida. They brought the ship over from slavery. Blood, people died. The prayers of the righteous belly much. Let me help you. Then you said the storm went on up. It hit Florida, pulled Florida up. You don't know the story. The night that I want to tell you a story, and it's a love story. You had a love story. People died. People got murdered. And people lost it. It's a love story. But it's a deep love story I want to share with you this morning. Went on to North Carolina, South Carolina. That's where they brought the slaves and docked them in the ship. Unchanged them, having them walk to Baton Rouge. Having them walk to New Orleans. Having them walk to Mississippi. That's where you come all the way from Africa. And they take you off the ship, sell you, and they make you walk to where you're going to be working at. That's why the love story between God and truth. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The blood is at the altar. So the blood of our ancestors, that means I said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The blood of our ancestors is crying out in Florida, crying out. People, I don't know nothing about that, but you're there. If you're there, you're in the midst of the murder that went on. I don't know how many blacks was killed, how many Indians was killed. I don't know how many blacks that came to South Carolina, North Carolina, and they died there, and they would die. Did nobody offend them, but Mother Nature, the hurricane, the storms, the flood, the water is cleansing. Water is being cleansed. It would never be the same because it was full of wretched. Now, let me bring you up. 1919, they killed the lots of blacks because they said somebody raped a white woman. They had to hide. This happened in what the state of Florida have always been with a curse on it. I know you like the sun, you like the water, but that same water come back, clean up. Glory, hallelujah. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten. Whoever to believe in him shall not perish this morning, but have everlasting life. The life that God gives you, you got to give to somebody else. Now, breaking curses and hexes, if you don't believe what I told you, get in your history book. Blackfoot Indians used to own all of Florida. So they went and killed babies, children, everything. The murder is among us. Like what's happening? All these guns been put. Who put these guns out here? The government. You know, the Republican Democrat, all these guns. All these kids being killed in these schools because of greed. Because of people moved to Florida. Everybody, I'm going to Florida. I want to go to Florida. Now you find out that Florida been cursed and God is cleaning it up. I can't stop it. Ain't no preacher in the world can stop it. This is God's business. This is a love affair between God and Mother Nature. Clean it up. And when man come back and obey God, God will let you back in there. Some people left. I'm going to ride it. How can you ride out God? I'm going to ride it out. Because you got a house. Because you got a Rolls Royce. Because you got a Bentley. Because you got a Mercedes. Because you got four or five houses. You can't ride God out. You got to let go. God, this is divine law. When God speaks, don't come out, you tell me, boy, just want to sit down because lightning and storm. God is moving. God is speaking. When God speaks, you sit down for God. So loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to come to save it, not condemn it, to save you and me. You got to get in the business and know that God has elevated us to another level. You got to get in the business and know that God will fix it for you if you let go and let God. All the cars, all the money you got in the bank don't mean nothing if you ain't got life. You got to ask God to give you a view of where you're going. What is your assignment? Let me ask this question. What is your assignment this morning? What have God signed you to do? God signed you to be poor? No. God signed you to be sick? No. Man give you that. God signed you to be greedy? No. God signed you to reach out and help everybody. As you help everybody, they'll help you. It's good to know that God. See, if you don't understand, read Exodus 14:14. Step back to God. What is my assignment? Your assignment might be cooking. Your assignment might be a restaurant. Your assignment might be a doctor, law. Your assignment might be cutting grass. You know, what is your assignment? What do you feel comfortable with? What God is putting in your spirit? You waiting on somebody else to tell you. If you need to go back to school, I know a lady ain't went to school. And she was a millionaire. Selling cookies and cake right down in Mississippi. So sometimes you got to ask God, what is your assignment? You can't have nobody pulling you away from what God got for you to do. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. See, Moses had assignment. God said, Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. Okay. When you look at the assignment he had was a big job. He was 80 years old. 40 years old in Egypt, getting learned, 40 years old in the desert. So when he left Mount Sinai, he was 80 years old, to go back and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. That was a love story. God loved Moses. Moses had to love the children of Israel. And Pharaoh had to let them go. Okay? Because God said so. And I want to tell you, whatever going on in your life, God is a healer. Whatever happened to you, God can move quick. I want to thank those that downloaded, came to the revival, those that talked, came to the revival, and got some. My last, if you wasn't on Saturday, I told you, go, Joe, go get three, when we had the water, the olive oil, the fruit, coconut, pineapple, just for the healing of the body. And we had the word. And the last was get beets. Go get three beets. Not no box. Get the beets and put them on the altar. And I'll tell you what to do with the beets. The beets got to do with the healing of the body. That's what the beets got to do with the healing of the body. That's what the beets got to do with the healing of the body. Thank you.
God, for God to be mine.